My name is Peter De La Fuente, and I'm 16. Today is April 25th, 2019. I'm speaking with my grandfather, Ovidio, who is my grandpa, and we're recording this interview over the phone. Grandpa, can you say hi?
Yes, hello.
Okay. I hope the speaker is loud enough. All right, speak again.
I say hello from Harlingen from the valley.
Okay, thank you.
I'm about 20 miles from the wall. They want to build over here, Mexico.
Okay. So here, my first question is, when were you drafted, or did you enlist?
I enlisted March 29th, 1964.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I enlisted in the Marines, because it was because my father was in the Army, my oldest brother was in the Air Force, and my other brother was in the Navy, and the Marines was the only one left, so that's why I enlisted in the Marines.
Okay. So you just did it to be part of the
military? To make it 4 out of 4.
Okay. Do you remember that day of enlistment?
Oh, yes. I remember.
How did you feel?
Well, okay, I guess.
Were you happy, scared?
I was happy, I guess. Yes, I was happy.
Okay. How did you tell your family? Did you tell them ahead of time or what?
Yes, I told my mother that I was gonna go in the military.
How did she feel?
She was kind of sad, but she said, go and be careful, and we'll be praying for you.
Okay. So you served during 1964 to 1968, right?
Right.
Okay. And you did, what did you do during that time?
Well, I went to basic training in San Diego, California, and then we went to infantry training in Camp Pendleton, California. And from there, I went to the 2nd Marine Division in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we went like for 5 months, what they call the Met Cruise. We didn't train in Spain with the Spanish military, and we went to Corsica. The island of Corsica has some training with the French Foreign Legion.
Yep.
We went to Sardinia, had some training there for the with the Italian military.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Naples, Italy for a few days, kind of like vacation.
Okay.
And we went to Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
A few days, and then we came back to Spain for some training, and then we went to the islands of Madeira, which is a Spanish island in the map.
Mm-hmm.
Era Palma Mallorca, I think was the name of the city or island.
Okay.
Then from there we went north,
mm-hmm,
to the Arctic Circle for some cold weather training.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went, I think it was like for 2 weeks. And then we came back to Oslo, Norway for 3 days of, like vacation.
Yeah.
And then we went back to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Cool.
You want to keep going?
Do you have more?
Yes, and then we were to North Carolina for a few months. Then there was some trouble going on in Cuba, so our regiment went to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there. They asked for like a 1,000 volunteers from Vietnam. It was like 1966. From Vietnam was getting hot. So me and a bunch of guys volunteered. So they flew us back to North Carolina, and then they flew us to Camp Pendleton for some training.
Yep.
And they reactivated the 5th Marine Division, which was deactivated after World War II.
Uh-huh.
And they reactivated it again. And then we trained for a few months. Mm-hmm. And the whole division left from San Diego with Navy ships.
Uh-huh.
It was like 5,000-6,000 Marines. We left for Vietnam. And my regiment stayed in Okinawa as a standby.
Mm-hmm.
And but 5th Marine Division went and landed at the DMZ.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for the first time that American military had been up that north. And I stayed in Okinawa for a year, and I came back.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 1967, and I got out in March of 1968.
Okay. How did you stay in touch with your loved ones?
It was mainly by mail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, letters.
And how long did they take?
It would take about a week or two, you know, to go back and forth.
Yeah.
But back in those times, there were no cell phones or computers or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you would mainly mail.
Mm-hmm.
Or you would call home, you know, once in a while.
Do you recall any people from the military, like current day, like names, or no?
Say it again?
Do you recall anybody from your regiment?
No, we all got lost.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people around here, you know, but the other ones, I heard, a bunch of my good friends were killed there in Vietnam, so.
Mm-hmm.
It was that.
What did you remember from what was happening in the Vietnam War? Like, what did you hear?
Well, there was a lot of fighting going on over there, especially the Marines, because they were like the army was like on a safe areas more or less, and they had the Marines going up in the jungles and the mountains, and I had some friends that were on those bases.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most the biggest battle of the war was in Khe Sanh.
Mm-hmm.
An area called Khe Sanh, and I had a cousin there and a couple of friends there were fighting in Khe Sanh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Khe Sanh was like a valley.
Yep.
Anyway, it was surrounded by the mountains. So our smart military generals, you know, decided to make a base there in the middle of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing that the Vietnamese would take their cannons and artillery up to
the top.
On top of the mountain and just shoot down, like, you know, since it does. So it was bad, you know, for people that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that same area, back in the early 50s, France was there. France, mm-hmm, was there in Vietnam. And they did the same thing. They made a big base there in Khe Sanh,
mm-hmm,
thinking that the mountains would protect them, and same thing happened.
Yeah.
The Vietnamese rolled up the cannons and fired down day and night.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and bottom line, the Vietnamese kicked the French out, and then they kicked us out. That's the bottom line.
Hmm.
We didn't win the war of Vietnam. We got kicked out.
Okay. How did your family feel when you were out, not at home?
I guess they were...
Like in your letters, what are they saying?
It's the same thing, because my brother were military before, so they knew more or less what was going on, you know.
Yeah. Were they aware of the events happening in Vietnam?
Oh yeah, I guess, because you know, there was one thing going on in the radio and TV,
mm-hmm.
Vietnam War.
I'm
pretty sure.
Can you describe any funny moments in boot camp?
Say it again?
Was there any funny moments in boot camp?
You know what?
In boot camp, during your training.
Okay.
Was there anything funny? Just...
No. It wasn't funny because the drill instructors were kind of mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would get us up like 6 o'clock in the morning and... They would yell, and the guys that were not too fast or not too quick, they would kick them or punch them, you know. And
yeah.
You were rough back then, you know. I don't think boot camp is like that and now, but it was rough for some of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were kind of, you know, slow or something like that.
Okay. Okay. What lessons did you learn from the military?
I guess the biggest lesson that I learned was be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And be that everybody is equal. Because, you know, being from South Texas and then going into the military was a big awakening moment, you know, because in South Texas, they're just, you know, Mexican and whites.
Uh-huh.
In the military, it was people from all over the country and different background, and everybody talked different, and
mm-hmm.
some people were smart, and some people were not smart. So you learned that... That we're a country of different people, you know.
Yeah. Can you describe how it felt when you arrived home?
When I worked home?
Yeah, when you came off duty.
When I came home, you say?
Yeah, when you came home, finally.
I was, you know, being away 4 years, you know, and it was good to see all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, felt good, you know, to make it home alive, you know, because I think I lost like 3 or 4 friends and teammates, and they were in my class, and they played football with me. They got killed in Vietnam, you know, they didn't make it back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was lucky that I made it back, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
How did the military affect you after serving? Like, emotionally. Did it affect you emotionally?
I think for a while.
At the beginning?
For a while. Like for the first, I don't know, up to 5 years, you know, I was, you know... I could tell something went wrong with me, you know, but I didn't know what, but
uh-huh.
but I overcame it, and everything came out okay.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
Yes. I guess the biggest thing about me serving in the military was like back in those days there was no jobs here in South Texas, and going into the military.
Mm-hmm.
When that came out, I worked here and there a few years, and then I saw an ad in the paper, you know, who live in Houston, that they wanted. So was some Bell Telephone company wanted some workers.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to apply, they asked me, "Are you a veteran?" I said, "Yes." They said, "You're hired." You know, they hired me right on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the biggest thing. And I worked 37 years with, you know, I was some Bell, AT&T, SBC, you know, all the same company.
Mm-hmm.
That was the biggest, thing for me about the military.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, I just lucky that I made it back, I guess. That's all I can say.
Did you enjoy your time off from the family for 4 years, or no?
No. Because you miss. I mean, they get you up early, and you can't say no. You better get up.
Was there an alternative way to
No?
So you had to go?
Yeah. Because I was gonna get drafted anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured the Army was gonna draft me, and I didn't want to go in the Army. So I enlisted in the Marines.
Did you know what the difference was at the time?
Oh yes, I just, no. I really thought that the Marines was like the Army. But I was way wrong. The Marines, man, was kind of tough.
Because they were the front line people, they're ahead.
Back then they were the front line, they did all the hard fighting back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then through the years it's kind of like changed, now they got the and Navy SEALs and all the people,
pilots and drones and stuff.
Say it again.
The pilots and drones they have now to help the Marines out.
Yes, I guess they help everybody, I guess.
I kind of run out of questions. Do you have anything else about your time serving or being or living through the time period of Vietnam?
Yes. Yeah, well, I have to say the biggest thing on me was going into the military and meeting all kinds of people. I was raised that there were only two kinds of people,
Mm-hmm.
But going to the military, apparently there were all kinds of people So you get to know what's going on, instead of thinking, different.
Yeah. Did you have a rank or no?
I ended up a sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
E5, sergeant, when I came out.
Yeah. And then since you got out in 68?
Yes, March 1968.
How was your time after the military? What did you do?
Well, I started working here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I worked mainly in cotton jeans, because everybody that I knew in Santa Rosa worked in cotton gins, in the valley, and then they would go to West Texas or Mississippi and work dungeons. Mm-hmm. So that's where I live. That's where I live for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to I got married.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to Austin, and I worked there for a couple of months there. So I was there.
Yeah.
Austin.
Yeah.
And I went to Houston. Somebody was saying that Houston was booming, you know, and it was.
Yeah.
In the early 70s.
One of the biggest cities currently.
You were growing and a lot of work there. So I went to work in the factories there. I worked at 4 or 5 factories. You know, I was jumping around, you know, getting the best pay. That's when I saw the ad on the newspaper of Southwestern Bell Telephone.
I went
and applied, and they hired me right on the spot.
They
were called being a veteran, and there was a Robert Kennedy.
Yeah,
he was the attorney general. Mm-hmm. Him and his brother John F. Kennedy was the one that push. Equal rights and all that. But I think it was Robert Kennedy that told all the big companies, like AT&T and whatever big company there was back then, that they need to hire women and minorities.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got hired, you know.
What should people remember about this this event, the Vietnam War?
Say it again.
What should the people remember from the Vietnam War, since you experienced that time period?
Well, it was supposedly it was the communists, or they were trying to get control of South Vietnam, but you know, they're doing okay now. You know, they're like our biggest friend, and you know that. But actually, it was a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Going there.
Mm.
I think we lost 57,000 GIs, you know, for nothing actually.
Mm-hmm. So, would you have changed your route and gone to a different branch, or would you stay with the Marines?
No. Like I say, going to rank 4 out of 4, so.
Okay. I think that wraps up my questionnaire, my questions.
Okay.
So thank you for answering my questions, Grandfather.
Okay, you're welcome. We'll be there next week.
Okay.
Next Wednesday or Thursday, we'll be there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. All right.